W Mobile.
Thinking KO4HKX.
Looks like we really got some rain.
Severe storm come through last night. Driveway was rough this morning.
I come out and on the walkway was a frog. It wasn't no toad. It was a huge frog.
No lightning display as I'm coming this way. It's still storming just down below you.
It was lightning last night, but it didn't have any thunder with it. I didn't hear any. It must have been off in the distance.
Up on the mountain, looking over the valley, and you can see the lightning in the distance. I couldn't tell if it's over Greenville or lower, but I guess it was below.
It's not raining in Greer.
Here on, I just turned on the 290, and it's not raining here either.
The leaves in the road in the subdivision, so I know we had a ton of wind last night.
Come down too, because the culverts were overflowing up at the house. It takes a good bit of water to overflow a 15-inch culvert.
Standing water here, but I know it rained good last night.
It was around 1:30, 2 o'clock. It actually woke me up. And so I don't know what time it stormed down here.
It was storming bad at 1:45.
Yeah, you're working on 290 today, as muddy as it is.
They might take the day off. It's supposed to still be serious storms today, isn't it?
That's what I heard. It's supposed to be pretty stormy today.
My crew's out there on 290. Man, they're working on it everywhere.
They got several crews going, that's for sure. Pretty impressed with how quick they're getting the job done, because they're moving along with it really quick.
Texas, it looked like they were already done, like they got it in the ground and got the grass seed over it.
Several sections like that. But, I mean, they're moving along. I think the project's supposed to last till August, so we got a few more months of it, but still impressed with how quick they're moving. But with the manpower they got out here, they ought to be getting something done.
W2JKT Bubble.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Morning, this week. How's it going?
Here. Hope you've been doing all right.
Yeah, here.
I'm fine.
I doubled with you.
I'm fine. I just haven't had a radio in the car for a few days. I had to fix this one. It turned out to be the fuse in my cigarette lighter adapter power cable open for some reason, and found that it had a bad LDO inside the radio that shorted and caused it to open the fuse. So had to order a new LDO and put it in, and now it's working fine again.
710.
Then I bought used stuff about 10 years ago, I guess. Came out by those thunderstorms last night?
What we were just talking about.
Got me up about 1:30 as the storm was starting to move in, and then it got pretty crazy for a while.
Heck of a storm, because it hit us all at the same time.
Yesterday afternoon around 3:15, that ended up actually killing somebody over in Gaston County. Next county over from me, we had a tornado warning and radar indicated rotation and 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts in my house. So it was, we walked outside afterwards and, so a trampoline was in a vacant lot across the street from our house. We have no idea where it came from, but somebody showed up about 2 hours later and tried to retrieve it.
I know it got pretty bad down here in Brea where I was at yesterday, but nothing like that.
I-5 South is closed somewhere here along my route.
It's an airport. I don't see it.
It's closed right where I am here, and it must be an error or some mistake in their Yeah, they have all this AI crap now trying to do stuff automatically without humans, and it makes mistakes. You follow me? W2JKT.
Hey, Skeks. No, I'm still here, just navigating this construction zone.
Yep, here.
Construction zones. It's 51 miles an hour in the Gaffney construction zone right now.
51 miles?
Moving at like 49 now miles per hour. It's pretty heavy up in here.
On 290, this construction zone, they got debris in the road. Some of their markers are blown out in the road and signs.
Me, there was debris everywhere up in Shelby yesterday, and I mean everywhere. It was pretty apocalyptic looking.
How much wind is what you're going to get? I know they were calling for 70 mile an hour straight line winds yesterday, and that storm had come through.
I mean, there was a weather station in Shelby that logged a 50 mile an hour wind, but at my house, I know it was higher than that. I took a YouTube video of some of the rain after the worst of it went through, and it was pretty nuts, like seriously raining sideways and up.
Good inside project today.
It's the high today, right?
That's going from building to building, and that's going to suck in a bad storm.
More about it.
A metal umbrella is not a good idea.
I'm supposed to move out of here this morning.
It's supposed to be raining off and on all day, but I may be wrong.
This morning, but the last I looked yesterday, that storms are supposed to be here all day today.
You asked me yesterday about the arrangements. It looks like it's going to be like the second weekend in June.
Give the family a chance to get down here and get everything taken care of. Is that why they're waiting so long?
My sister-in-law, she goes out of town next weekend for a week, and then we're out of town, and just getting everybody arranged. So, he was getting a pension from where I used to work at. So do you have to call them? Do they stop that, or how does that work?
Notify them so that they don't continue to send that, or they only send the white survivor benefits, whichever it's going to be.
Remember the phone number out there.
Monthly statement. One with my stepdad's. I got one place that they're just being a butt.
All the correct paperwork, right? You got to have 20 death certificates.
Death certificates, you gotta have a copy of the will, social security number, driver's license number, birthday, I mean, and then they're really having a fit because I'm not technically his son. They just cannot grasp that there's nobody else.
Need a living trust to avoid all kinds of stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Me and Susan need to do something.
Hey, I just, they create the trust, and then they put all of their property and possessions into the trust, and then assign the trustees, and because it's a living trust, the trustees are the trustees, and there's really nothing else to say about it. There's no will required, there's no nothing, because, the trustees are the trustees.
See, what's happening is USAA doesn't want to deal with me because I'm not technically his son, and he had a credit card and some other little things there through the USAA, and they've just made it difficult.
Lawyers, because you don't have to be a blood relative, you just have to be an heir. And you're an heir through marriage if he was your stepdad.
I understand that. You understand that. But the government is just having a mental breakdown over it.